Now, I'm told not to forget that Sunday school is in session today. Because just about the time we skip merrily off from the cemetery, then the Sunday school will be absent today. And Jada, Sunday school's on today. Okay? You're going, not right now. You have to wait till after church is over. No, not right now. After church is over, Sunday school is on. You know, that's always the concern of Jada's heart. You know, Memorial Day is mostly the national holiday where we remember and honor the men and women who have given their lives for our country. In the words of Abraham Lincoln, it is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. It is fitting and proper for us to observe Memorial Day, not only as Americans, but also as Christians. There should not be any conflict between our loyalty to God and our loyalty to country, because they complement each other. God decided from the get-go that his children shouldn't live lives of isolation. He decided that we should not live private lives from the beginning. He decided that we should live in communities of people where he has planted us. God has given us lives where membership is required. By God's hand, we are members of a family. We are members of a home. We are members of a community. We are members of a nation. All in the same way that as Christians, we are members of a church, of which is the body of Christ. If we are going to live the lives that God intended for us to live, we have to fulfill our obligations to each one of these memberships. So you have to wonder, how does this impact the way in which we observe Memorial Day? Now, a few years ago, I preached on this Old Testament story from the life of David, and at my age, I will probably never preach through his entire life again like I did those few years ago. But this one snippet is so significant for the way that we should view and celebrate Memorial Day that I wanted to revisit it. Now, if you remember, King David was weary and used up after a hard battle with his enemies, the Philistines, and he took refuge in a cave near his native town of Bethlehem, and he remembered his childhood there, the simpler times. And he lamented out loud, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." Three of his soldiers overheard him lamenting, and they broke through enemy lines. They got water from that well in Bethlehem, and they brought it back to King David. Now, if you remember how the story goes, David was so moved that his soldiers had risked their lives for him that he wouldn't drink the water. You want to know why? Because he was aware of what the soldiers had risked to get it. And because of that, he considered that water too precious for him to drink. And we're told that he poured it out to the Lord and said, "Far be it from me before my God that I should do this. Shall I drink the lifeblood of these men? For at the risk of their lives, they brought it." Now that water was bought at the price of those soldiers' willingness to die. And it was such a great sacrifice, and it was worth so much that David couldn't keep it to himself. The only use worthy of it was to pour it out as a thank offering to the Lord. Now, this awareness of sacrifices that have been made for us and the obligation that we have to make the right use of what has been bought for us, that's what puts us in the right mind for celebrating Memorial Day. No one ever put it better than Abraham Lincoln at Gettysburg. I'd like to share three thoughts from Lincoln that I think that we need to remember this morning. First is our appreciation of a great heritage. Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. The land that the fathers of this nation have handed down to us is a land of liberty and equality. The flag that they lifted over it is the flag that stands for freedom of thought, freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, freedom of worship. And it represents the right of every citizen to enjoy these freedoms and this equal opportunity and to make the most of all of their God-given capabilities. The fathers of our country considered liberty and equality a sacred trust from the hand of God. And they taught us to, quote, praise the power that has made and preserved us as a nation. So the sobering questions that we have to ask ourselves this morning is, are we worthy to receive something of such great value? Do we prize liberty and equality so highly that we consistently thank God for them? Do we appreciate the high privilege of American citizenship, and do we make responsible and constructive use of it? We Americans of the 21st century, we kind of tend to take our freedom for granted. We need to recover the reverent appreciation of it that our founding fathers had and that Lincoln had. Today, we honor the Americans who have defended that freedom with the same reverent appreciation of all the patriots who have gone before. Now, the second thought from Lincoln is to acknowledge the price that has been paid for the heritage that we enjoy. We remember those who, and this is a quote, gave the last full measure of devotion, who gave their lives that the nation might live. Memorial Day does call us to pay our respects to the brave men and women, living and dead, who have fought to preserve the nation. But when we do, it causes us to remember just how much this heritage has cost in the lives of fathers and mothers and sons and widows and orphans. Have you ever noticed in your life that you seem to appreciate the things in your life that you have paid the most for? As parents, we notice this. You know, if we give our children something of great value, they do not value it as much as if they have bought it themselves. That's the same thought. When we pay a lot for something, we value it more. Our American way of life has been purchased at a very great price. It cost a lot. We do say thank you, especially this whole weekend, to the men and the women who, just like David's soldiers, placed their lives in danger for us. We honor those who are now serving in the armed forces of our country. We remember gratefully the veterans of yesterday's wars who responded to their country's call in our hours of danger. If we catch the vision of Memorial Day, this weekend, you see, we won't just see the parades of the present. We will see invisible parades of heroes marching from Valley Forge and from Gettysburg and from France and from Vietnam and from Kuwait and from Afghanistan and from Iraq. Soldiers whose blood has watered the soil. Foreign soil. When the train carrying the body of Abraham Lincoln stopped at a railroad station in Albany, New York, crowds gathered to get their last glimpse of the president. It was reported at the time that a poor black woman lifted up her little boy above the crowd and she said, "Son, take a long look. He died for you." In the same way, this weekend, we try to take a long look with reverent respect at all those whose lives were the price of the heritage we enjoy. Now, the third thought from Lincoln is our responsibility for preserving our heritage. The great president asks us, the living, to be dedicated to the unfinished work. And this is what he says. From the honored dead, we take increased devotion to the cause of freedom, that we highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, so that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. Today, on the precipice of the fall of Iraq, we are haunted by the feeling that American soldiers have died in vain. But if the mistakes and tragedies of failed policies serve to wake us up and causes us to dedicate ourselves to the unfinished work that remains, if it causes us to put our own houses in order, and if it causes us to stand intelligently and responsibly to prevent future mistakes and tragedies from happening again, then their sacrifice will not have been in vain. Then we will have that new birth of freedom that Lincoln talked about in another one of his famous addresses. With malice towards none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. As we remember our country's heroes and our own loved ones who have gone before, like King David of old, we offer our thanks to God. And we pray that by his grace and by his infinite power, we would be made worthy of the task that remains, the one that he has set before us. Amen.